Good morning, everyone. Today is January the 7th, and I am not happy at all. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. I'm gonna just kind of get into what I want to talk about. There's some wild shit going on in this world. You know, I just really don't understand the chaos that we're dealing with. I'm looking at the news and I'm seeing this chaos on Instagram, on Facebook, on the local news station, on different outlets, social outlets. I'm seeing this chaos happen in America. And all this is telling me, as a person of color in America, that I'm not saying all white folks like this. I'm not saying all white people are racist or prejudiced or anything like that. Now, there could be some ignorancy in the way they think about certain things until they learn the right way and see things from a different perspective. Everybody on this earth is able to learn right from wrong, common sense, and all that, yada, yada, yada. Now we have this man, supposedly Donald Trump, acting like a fucking dictator. I said it, a fucking dictator. This man is such that he, in his mind, I think he developed this concept that he can run the country, he can change the outcome of everything. And all this did was bring out the most ignorant, hillbilly, rednecks, low-income white folks that's on this earth that think they know every motherfucking thing, that's been waiting for this day, been praying for this day where they can crawl out of their little holes of racism and call it that's been hindering inside of them, and so they can show the world that they still have some type of power. White power, that's what they want to call it, white power. Now, I have not seen any outlets call these people thugs, terrorists. None of those type of words, but they call them mobs and citizens and different things like that. But when Black Lives Matter protesters was out on the street protesting and different things like that, don't get me wrong now. Did we have some people that was out there trying to stir up shit within the protest? Yes, to make Black Lives Matter. I don't care about what's a conspiracy with Black Lives Matter. I don't care about that. I don't care about what people think they are. But these are the people, these white people that's marching in the streets. It's these Proud Boys and all this stuff that love America so much that they did not respect this. Let me calm down. They did not respect the Capitol. They didn't respect the Blue Lives Matter movement or whatever. They didn't respect law enforcement. They didn't respect none of that. They heard some Donald Trump went on a rampage and told these people to come out and do something like this to America. That is treason. That is terrorism. I don't believe in everything. I don't believe in everything. I don't. But what I believe and what I see is that everybody that was in that court, in the Capitol, should be prosecuted. Straight up, no choker, no chase. Now, the young lady that lost her life is sad. But how many Black people have lost their life for just being Black? Now, it's sad. It's really sad. But imagine for a moment that this was Black people doing that. Black people, they would have called the National Guard in. They would have did all the stuff that they've been doing all, it would have just been chaotic. The National Guard would have been called, all every Marine would have, everybody would have been called in on us. These people were animals. They didn't care. But y'all get up. But these white rebels and these people who care about, these white people that care about America so much, about these Confederate flag being dismounted and the statues of all these Confederate statues and these slave owners and different things that make up America. They were so hurt by that. But y'all go in the state capitol. Y'all go in the capitol and act. Y'all believe that Donald Trump, I don't understand, out of all elections, this man think that he really won. That show you that this man has an issue. He don't love America, he loves power. He don't love the American people, he loves power. He don't love those people who went and stormed. He stormed the Capitol the way they did. He didn't care about none of that. He knew that he got some dumb hillbillies, rednecks, so-called proud Americans that's going to listen to what he's saying. This man is rich. He don't give a damn about no poor. He don't give a damn about nobody but himself. And the only reason why I'm thinking that he's fighting so hard for this is because he know they gonna throw the fucking book at his ass when he get out. They saying Mike Pence need to go ahead and take over for 2 weeks. This man ain't gonna take over. This man, now everybody is so embarrassed by this. No, but this is the president of y'all fighting and listening to this dumb shit. We got the coronavirus that's climbing the charts as we speak, because this dumbass president is saying it's a hoax, it's a lie, and all this dumb shit that he's doing. I don't care if corona's real or fake. Something's out here killing folks. Something out here is getting people sick. We have stupid ass people marching into stores. No more masks. No more masks. All this dumb shit. You don't have to believe in it. Just respect your neighbor. We got to the point we don't even respect our neighbors no more. We got all these crazy ass white folks. I'm not saying all white people are bad, because that's not what I'm saying. Because I have people who are white that I love, that I'm cool with, that I adore, like fam. This is showing me is that that we live in a prejudiced state of mind. And it's scary. It is really scary that, you know, like the coronavirus. When we had the corona, like in Georgia, Kemp, whatever his goddamn name is, we ain't gonna hunker down and curb, all that stupid shit he was saying. Instead of him just saying, you know what we're gonna do? This is what I would have done. We're gonna shut down. We're gonna get some sanitizer. And we're gonna sanitize the streets. We're gonna do as much as we can. And I'm gonna mandate that every person here in Georgia wear a mask when you're going in a place of business to protect each other. And if you're caught without a mask, you will be fined a $500, because my life means a lot to me. My family means a lot to me. Even, you know what I'm saying, have sanitation stations, different things like that. People are so ignorant and nasty, sneezing in the air, don't give a fuck, don't care. But it's that I'm looking in New Year's, people are having parties, people crowded up, and I understand people want to live their life and want things to go back to normalcy. But it's an agenda out there. That's how I feel. This is just my opinion. You ain't gotta believe me. I feel like there's an agenda to kill people, not just black people, just people to knock down this population to a certain degree. I do believe that. I do believe that, you know, that this vaccine had some effects to it. And I'm tired of people trying to make celebrities and different people, especially in the black community, push this narrative that it's okay to take it. and cover up the side effects and different things like that. Let that be our choice. Let that be our choice. Not, not wearing a mask. Washing your fucking hands. This is a this is a sad era in our generation. A sad era. And this is going to go down in history. And I think Donald Trump made sure that he wants to go down in history as the most worst president. I thought George Bush was bad. George Bush was like, nah, fuck that. That nigga is crazy. So I just wanted to rant on this a little bit. I just wanted to just get my perspective out there because it is crazy. 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 So everybody out there, y'all be safe. Do what you're supposed to do to protect yourself and your family. You know, always have love in your heart. Don't have love for people that's ignorant. But try to teach them, and if they're not trying to hear, keep it moving. Because I'm not going to try to teach nobody shit. Because every time I see somebody that died from the coronavirus or something, it's always some Republican, somebody that was against the mask, where I don't give a damn, another one bites the dust. This person got upset with me and was like, oh, that was so ignorant of you posting that. Because y'all not getting it. I don't give a fuck. If they was anti-mask wearing, I don't care about somebody's life because you don't care about my life. So why would I care about somebody who don't care about my life and my health and my well-being? I don't care how harsh that sounds. Facts is facts. People need to get it together. What 20 or 40 minutes is going to hurt you out of your day going in a grocery store, getting your groceries, but you rather argue with a person, an employee in the store to make a valid point about, oh, you got a medical condition and this and this and that. That's the most stupid thing. When you want to wear a mask because you have a medical condition, when they say that it affects people who have underlying health issues. But no, you want to film yourself giving a dictatorial speech or talking about some stupid shit about why you shouldn't wear a mask and how unconstitutional it is and it's not a law and this and this and that, but you're steady looking fucking stupid. Nobody wants to hear that dumb shit. And people need to start fucking up people who don't want to respect that 6 feet shit. People need to just start turning around slapping the shit out of people because people don't care. If you got somebody that's coughing behind you and they ain't got a mask on and then they want to look at you like you fucking crazy. Like you the one that's in the wrong. Like you the outcast. No, you the outcast. Things are not like how I used to be. Do you think I want things to be where it used to be, but it's not going to be like that for a while. And they saying it's going to get worse. And every time I hear something about this coronavirus, it's always some new strain of it. Man, it's just crazy. They had a rally in Georgia telling people to hug the people with next to you. The virus is fake. And it's just, oh my God. I'm going to get off of this. But I just want to just let you know out there that, man, just keep praying, man, that this shit goes away and these crazy folks, that they put their ass in jail for doing what they did, because it's like everybody wants to put out this narrative that black people are crazy and this Black Lives Movement and all this kind of stuff. It's like, and now you see that it's not us. White folks were waiting to act a fool. They was ready to show us that because I think the problem with some white Americans, they're scared that they're going to be at the low totem pole. And they don't want to lose that. They don't want to lose that privilege, that white privilege. They don't want to lose that. And I think they're scared of that narrative. I think they are really scared of that. So Donald Trump has made hope for them. I just hope, and listen to me good. I hope these Democrats And these people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, I hope they do the right thing. Because, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wrote in some bills that didn't really necessarily help Black Americans at one point in time. And I hope that they're really getting into office to really, really, really set the tone. And I hope all these people who fought to get a seat in the Senate and this Womack and John Offs, whatever his name, I hope y'all really mean what y'all say. I really do. I hope that there's change coming. I hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel for us, for everybody, not just Black people, just for everybody. So that's what I you know, because you get out here and you want us to vote. And we get out here and we do what you ask us to do. I'm just glad that the Purdue dude is out, you know. So please, people. Senators, all this President Joe Biden, please do what the fuck you say you're gonna do. Please do something right in your life before this journey is over for any. Just please. I just want to say, you know, stay blessed, stay safe. I'm signing off. This is Coco Rev with your Daily Diary News. Peace.